今天是我要讲这个业伯记的第一篇信息。
Today is the first message on the book of Job.
可能在前面八几个月我才会讲完。
So
in the
8 or 9 months, I will be speaking on this.
今天我的题目是介绍业伯。
Today is introducing Job.
有两段经文，我请秀清姐妹上来读。
I'm going to ask Sister Xiu Qing to come and read two passages.
只是用中文念如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
It will be only be read in Chinese. If you're reading English, please follow along.
约伯记第一章一到五节。乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千羊，三千骆驼，500对牛，500母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。他的儿子按着日子，各在自己家里设摆筵宴，就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝。筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。好，再来是25章。约伯记29章1到25节。约伯又接着说，惟愿我的景况如从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。那时他的灯照在我头上，我见他的光行过黑暗。我愿如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情，全能者仍与我同在。我的儿女都环绕我，乃多可洗我的脚，磐石为我出游成河。我出到城门，在街上设立座位，少年人见我而回避，老年人也起身站立，王子都停止说话，用手捂口，手里静默无声，舌头贴住上膛，耳朵听我的就称我有福，眼睛看我的便称赞我，因我拯救哀求的困苦人和无人帮助的孤儿，将要灭亡的为我祝福，我也使寡妇心中欢乐。我以公义为衣服，以公平为外袍和冠冕，我为瞎子的眼，瘸子的脚，我为穷乏人的父，素不认识的人我查明他的案件，我打破不义之人的牙床，从他牙齿中夺了所抢的。我便说，我必死在家中，必增添我的日子多如尘沙。我的根长到水边，露水中叶沾在我的枝上，我的荣耀在身上增新，我的弓在手中日强。人听见我而仰望，静默等候我的指教，我说话之后他们就不再说，我的言语像雨露滴在他们身上，他们仰望我如仰望鱼，又张开口如切木春雨。他们不敢自信，我就向他们含笑，他们不使我脸上的光改变，我为他们选择道路，又做守卫。我如君王在军队中居住，又如吊上的安慰伤心的人。谢谢。
那刚才所看的两段经文描述到叶伯的生平和他的背景。
the two passages that we read describe Job's life and his background.
基本上就是描述到, 叶伯的生平和背景和他行事为人的细节.
Basically, it describes his life, his background, and the details of his conduct.
而叶伯记第一章第一节到第五节基本上是叶伯记的引言.
And for Job chapter 1 verses 1 to 5, it's the introduction to Job.
那叶伯记29章1节到25节是叶伯受苦的时候 对他往日美好的日子的回忆.
And in Job 29, verses 1 to 25, it's Job in the midst of suffering, his reflection on his good life.
那从这两段经文，我们要来探讨叶伯的生平背景.
And from these two passages, we're going to look at Job's life and his background.
他与神之间的关系.
His relationship with God.
以致他行事为人的那个榜样.
Including his the example of his how he, his conduct.
那和别人对他的敬仰和赞美.
And also other people's respect towards him and the praise towards him.
那从这两段经文，我们看到叶伯是一个敬畏耶和华神的人.
And from these two passages, we see that Job is a man who revered God.
那在人的面前，他是一个敬虔的人.
He was a godly man for others.
那叶伯有良好的品德.
Job had very good conduct.
那他对社会有不少的贡献.
And he contributed greatly to the society.
那社会的人是都敬仰和称赞他.
And the people in the society looked up to him and praised him.
所以叶伯的生平背景和他行事为人 我们可以把它分成五方面来看.
So we can look at five different aspects of his life.
那首先让我们看叶伯所来的 来自的一个地方.
Let's first look at the place where Job came from.
然后第一节说，乌斯地有一个人名叫叶伯， 那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
所以这节经文说，乌斯地有一个人名叫叶伯。
So this verse says, there's a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
所以乌斯地，他确实的地点不清楚。
We're not sure exactly where land of Uz is.
那大概是在以东附近一带的地方。
It's probably somewhere in the Near East.
因为在旧约圣经里面，耶利米哀歌第4章第21节有提到这个地方。
Because in the Old Testament, Lamentations chapter 4 verse 21, it mentions this place.
往乌斯地的以东邻啊。 只管欢喜快乐, 苦悲也必传到你那里, 你必喝醉, 以致露体。
Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who dwells in the land of Uz, but the cup will come around to you as well. You will become drunk and make yourself naked.
那叶伯的意思也不很明确。
And the name Job, the meaning is not clear.
那可能含有我的父亲或者我的敌人的意思。
It perhaps means my father or my enemy.
那无论如何，叶伯这个名的意思与他为人或者与他受苦的经历没有直接的关系。
But the name Job does not have a direct relationship to who he was and nor his experience.
叶伯记没有很详细的描述到叶伯的生平历史。
Job did, the book of Job did not describe in detail Job's life and, or his history.
那显然叶伯记的目的就是要我们专注在叶伯受苦的事情上.
So we see that the focus of Job is on his suffering.
那叶伯记一开始就提到叶伯是一个完全正直的义人.
And the beginning of Job mentions that he was a righteous man.
那虽然如此，苦难却接二连三的临到叶伯的身上。
But even so, suffering and hardship came upon him.
那为什么义人竟然要受苦？
Why does the righteous have to suffer?
为什么苦难会临到一个完全正直， 的人身上。
Why does suffering come to an upright and blameless man?
啊，这些都是叶伯跟他的朋友啊，还有我们想要了解的问题。
And this is the question that Job, his friends, and us want to discover.
那可能我们会问，为什么叶伯这样的人会经历到这么大的苦难？
Perhaps we will ask, how come Job, being such a man, will undergo such suffering?
所以这节经文除了提到叶伯所来自的地方，
and this verse besides mentioning where Job came from,
啊，同时也说明叶伯拥有的属灵美德。
It also mentions his spiritual virtues.
那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
那从这节经文，我们看到叶伯有四个属灵美德。
And from this verse, we see that Job had four spiritual virtues.
也就是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。
Who is blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
那首先让我们来看完全。
Let's first look at blameless.
那什么是完全呢？
What is blameless?
完全是指品格完全的意思。
Blameless is, his character is blameless.
所以完全跟正直是一个双词。
And blameless and upright are related.
那可以说是完全跟正直。
He is both blameless and upright.
换句话说，叶伯是一个完全又正直的人。
In another word, he is both blameless and upright.
那完全是指这个品格和道德上的纯正。
And blameless is his character being pure.
毫无瑕疵，没有缺陷的意思。
It's without fault.
这并不说叶伯从来没有犯过罪。
This is not saying that Job has never sinned.
而是指他是一个敬畏神的人。
Yet it's saying that he is one who feared God.
又愿意按照神的标准行事的人。
He's willing to follow God's standard in his actions.
所以完全这个词呢，通常用来形容人向神所献的祭。
And blameless, oftentimes is a term used to describe the sacrifices given to God.
当一个人把祭品献给神的时候，
when a person gives the offering to God,
他的祭品应当是一个毫无瑕疵的牲畜。
It needs to be an animal without blemish.
就如利未记第22章第18节到第20节说。
Just as it is written, Leviticus 22, verses 18 to 20.
那以色列人家中的人或在以色列中聚居的，凡献供物，无论是所许的愿是甘心献的，就是献给耶和华做燔祭的，要将没有残疾的公牛，或是绵羊，或是山羊献上，如此方蒙悦纳。凡有残疾的，你们不可献上，因为这不蒙悦纳。
Any man of the house of Israel or of the aliens in Israel who presents his offering, whether it is any of their votives or any of their freewill offerings, which they present to the Lord for a burnt offering, for you to be accepted, it must be a male without defect from the cattle, the sheep, or the goats. Whatever has a defect, you shall not offer, for it will not be accepted for you.
所以叶伯所具有的那个完好的生命，就好像那些毫无瑕疵的祭品献给神一样。
So the blameless life of Job is as an animal without defect.
所以除了叶伯是一个完全的人，他也是一个正直的人。
And besides being blameless, he was also upright.
那正直是指他为人正直，不存这个偏见和歪曲的心。
And upright means that he'sconduct is upright and he does not deviate from it.
那正直是神属性的一个特点。
And being upright is a character of God.
那也是神要求他的子民应有的表现。
And it's also something that God requires of his people.
然后在诗篇25篇第8节有称颂神正直的属性。
And in Psalm 25 verse 8, it praises God's uprightness.
耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人走正路。
Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way.
除此之外，神的话语也具有正直的特性。
And besides this, God's word is also upright.
在诗篇33篇第四节说，因为耶和华的言语正直，凡他所做的尽都诚实。
In Psalm 33:4 it says, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness.
所以耶伯的完全还有他的正直是从他敬畏神遵行神旨意而来的。
And so, Job being blameless and upright comes from him obeying God.
一个敬畏神而且行神旨意的人必然是一个正直完全的人。
And a person who, fears God and obey his commands must well be a blameless and upright man.
我们在箴言书第二章第二十一节说明神赐福给那些正直的人。
And in Proverbs 2:21 it speaks of God giving to those upright.
正直人必在世上居住，完全人必在地上存留。
For the upright will live in the land and the blameless will remain in it.
我们看到耶伯第三个属灵美德是他敬畏神。
And we see that his third spiritual virtue is that he feared God.
那所谓敬畏神是指耶伯遵从神，以神为主。
And what it means is that Job followed God and put him first.
愿意顺服神的主权。
He was willing to submit himself to the authority of God.
那么圣经有好多地方谈到一个敬畏神的人也是一个有智慧的人。
And there are many places in scripture that speaks of a person who fears God is also one with wisdom.
那其实在耶伯记本身有讲到这个敬畏神的人是一个智慧的人。
And even in the book of Job, it speaks of a person who fears God is one who, is wise.
所以敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
And to man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
然后在箴言书第一章第七节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，遗忘人藐视智慧和训美。
And in Proverbs 1:7 it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, fools despise wisdom and instruction.
然后在箴言书第九章第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣子便是聪明。
And in Proverbs 9:10 it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
那除此之外，诗篇111篇第十节也说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的人是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
Psalm 111 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever.
所以耶伯除了是一个完全正直敬畏神的人，第四，他是一个远离恶事的人。
And Job, besides being blameless, upright and fearing God, he's also one who departs from evil.
所以耶伯敬畏神，使到他远离恶事。
So, because Job feared God, therefore he departs from evil.
所以敬畏神是耶伯对神的态度。
So, fearing God is Job's attitude towards God.
远离恶事是耶伯行事为人那个表现。
And departing from evil is how Job expressed his life.
所以魔鬼撒旦因为神两次肯定耶伯存有这个良好的品格和表现。
And Satan, because God twice affirmed Job's uprightness and his how he lived.
那因此特意试炼耶伯有好行为的动机。
So he picked on the motivation of Job having such good life.
所以魔鬼撒旦对神说，耶伯有这个良好的表现。是有动机的。
So he says that Job had a reason for his good life.
所以神第一次肯定在撒旦试验耶伯之前是根据耶伯记第一章第八节。
So the first time that God affirmed Job's action was in Job 1:8.
也就是说在耶伯还没有受苦之前。
And that is before Job suffered.
耶和华问撒旦说, 你曾用心察看我的仆人耶伯没有? 地上再没有人向他完全正直, 敬畏神，远离恶事。
The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
那神第二次的肯定是在 撒旦试炼耶伯之后,
and the second time was after Satan tested Job.
耶和华问撒旦说, 你曾用心察看我的仆人耶伯没有? 地上再没有人向他完全正直, 敬畏神，远离恶事。 你虽激动我攻击他, 无故地毁灭他, 他仍然死守他的纯正。
The Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. And he still holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause.
所以耶伯除了是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人,
and Job, besides being a blameless, upright man who fears God and turns away from evil,
那圣经也告诉我们说耶伯是一个富裕, 并不腐败的人,
and he was also a man with integrity.
我们不晓得耶伯是否出生在一个很富裕的一个家庭,
he was a wealthy man. We don't know if he was born wealthy,
还是他因为他很殷勤的工作而得来的财富,
or because of his hard work that he received this wealth.
可是我们可以确定耶伯是一个经常祷告的人,
but we know that Job was a man who prayed much.
他求神赐福降恩给他,
he asked God to bless him,
保守他的家庭还有他的事业,
to protect his family and his business.
我们也相信神垂听了耶伯的祷告,
and we believe that God heard Job's prayers.
那直到他成为一个近东最富有的人,
so he became one of the wealthiest men in the Near East.
那耶伯虽然他有不少的财富,
and Job, although he was wealthy,
可是他没有变得,腐败,
but he was not corrupt,
直到他离弃神,
so that he departed from God.
那么对于他来说, 一切的财富都是从神而来的,
and for him, he feels like all his wealth came from God.
他所敬畏和信靠的真神才是他真正的宝贝,
the true God who he believed was his true treasure.
所以在耶伯记第一章第二节到第四节描述到耶伯的家庭还有他的财富.
So in Job 1 verses 2 to 4 it speaks of his family and his wealth.
他生了七个儿子、三个女儿，他的家产有7000羊、3000骆驼、500对牛、500母女，并有许多补杯。
Seven sons and 3 daughters were born to him. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants.
这人在东方人中就为自大，他的儿子 按照日子各在自己家里设摆宴宴，就打发人去请了他们三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
And that man was the greatest of all the men of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them.
宴宴的日子过了, 耶伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。耶伯常常这样行。
When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually.
所以耶伯记讲到耶伯有10个孩子,7个儿子,3个女儿。
So the book of Job speaks that of Job having 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters.
其实在古代有很多, 儿女是一个福气。
In the past, it's a blessing to have many children.
那圣经也说, 其实, 是一个好事。
And the Bible also tells us it's a good thing.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
所以儿女是耶和华神赐给父母的一个宝贵的产业。
So children are a gift of the Lord.
也是人所活的从神而来的一个福分。
And it's also a blessing from God.
所以我们看到这个三跟七这两个数字具有完全的意思。
So we see that the number 3 and number 7 has a sense of completeness.
用来强调业伯的富裕。
It speaks of Job's wealth.
七个儿子加上三个女儿。
Seven sons and three daughters.
七千只羊加上三千骆驼。
7,000 sheep and three thousand camels.
500对牛加上500母女。
500 oxen and 500 female donkeys.
所以叶伯为他十个孩子献十次的燔祭。
And so Job also offered 10 times for his children.
所以我们看到在圣经里面其实三七十象征完全而极多的一个数字。
And in scripture, 3, 7, and 10 represents completeness and many.
那叶伯是一个非常富有的人。
And Job was a very wealthy man.
他拥有7,000只羊。
He owned 7,000 sheep.
3,000只骆驼。
3,000 camels.
500对牛。
500 oxen.
500这个母女还有许多的仆婢。
500 female donkeys and many servants.
那么在当时，这个牛羊骆驼还有这个仆婢，代表一个人的财富。
And in the past, the sheep and the oxen and the camels and the servants represents a person's wealth.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到两个字，说叶伯是自大的人。
So we see that two words speaks of the greatness of Job.
意思就是说，在近东里面。 这一带地区，叶伯是一个最富有的人。
And so Job was the wealthiest man in the Near East.
所以神赐给叶伯7个儿子、3个女儿，一共有10个孩子。
So God gave Job 7 sons and 3 daughters, altogether 10 children.
那叶伯也疼爱他的儿女们。
And Job loved his children.
但是他却不从容若爱他们。
But he does not indulge in them.
那叶伯除了教导儿女敬畏神之外，
and besides teaching his children to fear God,
也常常为他们献祭祷告。
He offered sacrifices for them and prayed for them.
那免得他们离弃神，陷入在罪恶中。
So they would not depart from God and sink into sin.
那从叶伯记这个序言。 也就是刚才我们读那段经文，叶伯记第1章1-5节。
From the introduction to the book of Job, that's Job 1 chapter, verses 1 to 5.
我们看到叶伯有一个很幸福而且很美满的一个家庭。
We see that Job had a very blessed home.
不过，但是如果我们要详细的去了解叶伯的生平背景。
But if we're going to look at Job's life and have a better understanding.
我们必须要看第二段经文，也就是叶伯的回忆录。
And we need to look at the second passage, which is Job's reflection.
也就是叶伯受苦的时候，他回忆往日那段好的时间。
And that is Job in the midst of his suffering when he reflected back to the good times.
那很多时候，当我们受苦的时候，或者经历到苦难的时候，我们回想到以往那段美好的日子。
Oftentimes, when we're in the midst of suffering, we reflect back to the days past.
所以在叶伯记第29章2-6节说，
And so in Job 29, verse 2 to 6, it says,
唯愿我的景况如从前的夜份，如神保守我的日子，那时我的灯照在我的头上，我借他的光行过黑暗。
Oh, that I were as in months gone by, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone over my head, and by his light I walked through darkness.
我艳如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我的密友之情。
As I was in the prime of my days, when the friendship of God was over my tent.
全能子人与我同在，我的儿女都怀绕我，乃多可喜我的脚，磐石为我簇游成河。
When the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were around me, when my steps were bathed in butter, and the rock poured out for me streams of oil.
所以我们看这段经文的第二节，有两个字，保守。
And if we look at verse 2, we see God watched over him.
所以保守说明神的坚固还有他的保护。
And watched over means that God's strength and his protection.
叶伯深信神必保守那些信靠他的人。
Job believed that God would watch over those who believed in him.
直到他在世上过一个幸福还有平安的日子。
So that they would live out a blessed and peaceful life.
然后第六节描述到叶伯那个富有的程度。
And then verse 6 describes the extent of his wealth.
所以这里的这句经文描述到叶伯的财富多到好像乃可多可洗我的脚。磐石为我簇游成河。
It describes Job's wealth as though, when my steps were bathing butter and the rock poured out for me streams of oil.
诗篇121篇是一首上行的诗篇。
Psalm 121 is a psalm of ascent.
它必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的左右，应比你。
He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮也不害你。耶和华要保护你，必受一切的灾害。他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
所以在叶伯记29章第3节说，那时他的灯照在我的头上。我借他的光行过黑暗。
So in Job 29 verse 3 it says, When his lamp shone over my head, and by his light I walked through darkness.
这节经文描述到神的保守，好像这个灯照在叶伯的头上。
And here it describes God's protection as a lamp shone over his head.
然后借着神的光照叶伯行过这个黑暗。
And by God's light, Job walked through darkness.
他的灯照在我的头上的意思是神赐福给叶伯，使他凡事都顺利。
And having his lamp shone over Job's head means that God blessed Job in all things so that all things went smoothly.
这里的经文也描述到神叶伯与神有一个很密切的关系。
And here also speaks of God and Job having an intimate relationship.
那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情，全能者乃与我同在。
When the friendship of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me.
这个帐篷是叶伯的居所。
The tent is where Job lived.
也是他家人活动的一个地方。
It's also where his family moved.
在那里神与叶伯同在。
And there God was with him.
所以我们看到叶伯与神有一个很密切的一个关系。
So we see that Job had a close relationship with God.
好像朋友一样。
As friends.
叶伯还称神是一位全能者。
And Job called God Almighty.
那么全能者的意思就是把神看为是一位伟大又尊严的神。
And so Almighty means that God is great and His full power.
那形容到神是这位创造宇宙万物的主。
And describes God as the God who created heaven and earth.
叶伯因为他与神有一个美好的关系。
And Job because he had a good relationship with God.
所以他因此享受这个家庭的幸福的生活。
Therefore he enjoyed the blessings of the family.
这里说我的儿女都怀绕着我。
And my children were around me.
我想这个做父母亲能应当是很喜欢的事情。
And I think that this is something that as parents we like.
那儿女怀绕在父母的身边是 表示这个蒙福的一个现象。
And my children were around me, it represents a situation of blessedness.
就好像诗篇128篇第1节到第6节这么说。
Just as Psalm 128 verses 1 to 6 says,
凡敬畏耶和华遵行他道的人便为有福, 你要吃劳碌得来, 你要享福, 事情顺利。
How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways, when you shall eat of the fruit of your hands.
你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树, 你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子。
You will be happy and it will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table.
看啊, 敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福, 愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你, 愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，愿你看见你的儿女愿平安归于以色列。
Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
所以我们看到叶伯是一个蒙福的人。
So we see that Job was a person who is blessed by God.
他不只有一个很幸福的一个家庭,
not only does he have a blessed family,
有这10个孩子围绕着他,
having his 10 children surrounding him.
这段经文也描述到叶伯的财富,
and it also describes Job's wealth.
说乃多可洗我的脚, 磐石成为我处游的城河,
when my steps were bathed in butter and the rock poured out for me streams of oil.
这个乃是指发酵过的那个乳酪。 It's like cheese.
The butter here is like cheese.
乃多可洗脚是一个夸大的说法。
It's an exaggeration.
那表示非常的多。
It says that there's so much of it.
所以这节经文采用一个很夸大法来描述到耶伯的财富。
And so it used exaggeration to speak of Job's wealth.
说明耶伯是一个非常富有的人。
It speaks of him as extremely wealthy.
我们也看到在生命记第6章第3节描述到当以色列人进入迦南地的时候。
And we see that in Deuteronomy when Israel entered the land of Canaan.
以色列啊, 你要听, 要谨守遵行, 使你可以在那牛奶以蜜之地得以享福, 人数极多, 极其增多, 正如耶和华, 你的列祖的神所应许你的。
O Israel, you shall listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以刚才我们看到那边描述到耶伯磐石，这句经文，磐石为我出游成河。
And so we see the verse, and the rock poured out for me streams of oil.
所以出游成河也是一个夸大的说法。
It's also an exaggerated saying.
指这个橄榄油它的产量远远的超过耶伯所预算的。
So the production of olive oil is much greater than Job's calculation.
所以耶伯明白神的全能。
So Job understood God's power.
他相信一个人的财富是从神而来的。
He believed that a person's wealth comes from God.
并不是单靠人的能力而得来的。
It is not by a man's strength that it comes.
所以我们看到耶伯非常的富裕。
So we see that Job was very wealthy.
他的家庭非常的幸福。
His family was very blessed.
那么城里的人, 无论是男女老幼,
and the people in the city, whether old or young,
包括城里的领袖, 都敬重他。
Including the city leaders all revered him.
所以在这段经文描述到，我出到城门，在街上侍立座位，少年人见我而回避，老年人也起身站立，王子都停止说话，用手捂口，首领静默无声，石头站在上堂。
When I went out to the gate of the city, when I took my seat in the square, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the old men rose and stood. The princes stopped talking and put their hands on their mouths. The voice of the nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to their palate.
所以在古代，这个城门是居民聚集的一个中心点。
So in the old days, the city gate is where the populace gathered.
也是城市的人民他们处理这个业务和审讼这个事情的地方。
And it's also the place where businesses are taken care of.
所以叶伯是一个首席长老。
So he was a preeminent elder.
以这个长老们在那里处理城里的事情还有人民的纠纷。
And he takes care of things by the city gate, resolving issues.
所以叶伯是一个经常帮助那些贫困的人。
So Job is a person who often helped those in need.
他也经常帮助那些孤儿寡妇。
He also often helps the widows and the orphans.
所以得到这些人的称赞还有感谢。
So he received their praise and thanks.
无论无可否认的，叶伯是一个完美而且蒙福的人。
We cannot deny that Job was a good and a blessed person.
一般的人都希望自己好像叶伯一样。
Most people want to be like Job.
拥有很多的财富。
To own much wealth.
一个很美满的一个家庭。
Having a blessed family.
而且受到人们的钦佩。
And to be honored by others.
那可是叶伯记整本书不是强调这些。
But the book of Job is not emphasizing this.
那如果你要知道更多关于叶伯记的话，你继续的来听。
If you want to find out more about the book of Job, please come back. Let's quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message. Almighty God, as we come before you, please have mercy on us.
也求主你赐给我们智慧，打开我们的心门，要明白神的话语。
Please give us wisdom and open up our hearts to your words.
我们知道叶伯记不是一本容易明白的一本书。
We know that the book of Job is not a book, easy book to understand.
但是我们求神你的圣灵光照我们。
But we ask for your Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
引导我们，让我们能够明白你的话语。
Lead us so that we may understand your truth.
让我们能够在前面的日子能够明白叶伯记的中心信息。
So in the coming days we may understand the central point of Job.
以致我们成为一个顺服敬畏神的人。
So we may become obedient and honor you.
那么主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.